Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
The news this week, we love a children's book, The Very Hungry Caterpillar. Like, it's under threat by the New South Wales Department of Education. They're good in there. They've got this edict, and it's been issued for parents to retell or recreate the story using healthy foods that they like to eat. Because the hungry caterpillar, it's bloody guts.
Well, it eats whatever it wants. There was a bit of healthy stuff in there. I thought it was a good mix.
Yeah, because he ate hungry strawberries.
Ate the strawberries, blueberries.
Yeah, ate a lot, but
cake.
He ate everything.
He had cake, though.
Oh, geez, he loved cake. This is hungry caterpillar. And it comes amid concerns that the storyline of the caterpillar gets, because he gets a tummy ache, this bloody greedy guts hungry caterpillar.
Goes to sleep for a bit and comes a comes a butterfly. Just goes so you can have your cake and still become a butterfly.
That's exactly right. And he got a tummy ache from eating lots of food, sends a very unhealthy message.
Please.
Oh, it does. So we thought, look, it's terrible about the very hungry caterpillar. So we've decided to recreate.
I wonder if the value of the caterpillar story, the original, has just gone through the roof.
Of course it would have.
People rushing for it.
Of course they would have.
Get it before it's burned.
And there's a new one out at good bookstores now, and this is it.
Once upon a time, there was a very hungry caterpillar. He was very happy because he could eat whatever he wanted. Cakes, lollies, KFC, Maccas, Domino's.
And hot chips. I love hot chips.
And hot chips. Until one day, a goody two-shoes from a government body told the hungry caterpillar he could only eat healthy foods.
Oh, how dare they tell me, the very hungry caterpillar, what I can and can't eat. Damn.
So the very hungry caterpillar became the very angry caterpillar overnight.
Oh, well, how would you like it? From 1969, I've been eating what I bloody want to. Then some jerk from some even jerkier government body tells me he can only eat healthy foods. This is me off.
The very angry caterpillar was angry with everyone.
Hurry up, you snails. Get in the left lane, you mugs. What, you got shelfer brains? Hopeless jerks. Slow and steady wins the race, Mike.
The once very hungry caterpillar, who was once allowed to eat what he wanted, was now the very angry caterpillar.
I can't eat what I want, and I support the Bulldogs. And you reckon your life is...
The now very angry caterpillar thought to himself,
I may not be able to eat what I want, but they didn't say nothing about drinking.
So the angry caterpillar headed to O'Malley's Bar and Grill to consume his favourite tipple.
Tequila!
After waffing down several shots, the very angry caterpillar,
I'm pretty happy now,
decided to worm his way to the top of the bottle, looked over into the neck of the tequila.
This is slippery. Oh, back up.
And that, dear listeners, is how the worm got into the bottom of the tequila bottle. After that story, I need a drink myself. The end.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast. Subscribe now and you'll never miss an episode.